Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting, whatever broadcasting system. I am here in lovely Paris. It's bright and sunny and not too hot. Oddly, though, it's the beginning of August and the fucking city is deserted. I thought that it was hyperbolic when people described Paris as a ghost town in August, but the frogs really do take all of August off. I don't know where the hell they went. There's actually parking on my street. It's insane. Half the stores are closed, and of course the catastrophe is that my favorite butcher, which has the best pork I have ever eaten in my entire life, is closed for most of August. So I might have to go on a starvation diet. This really is a crisis. Anyway, I'm here with JJ Sefton, my friend and potting partner. He is in sunny Wisconsin. Sefton, how you doing?
I am doing well, sir. I feel sorry for your viande crisis, cri de viande, crisis of meat. And for those who do not speak French, things are sunny and bright and nice here in southern Wisconsin. We are doing well, and I am all set to podcastulize here at Cut Jib Newsletter, and we have a number of things that are cooking here in the United States and abroad, as we always seem to do. And let us fire away. I think what's first on the agenda. I think the always laughable moron, as I call him, it's Jim Acosta, but I refer to him as Jim J. Acosta for those of you who remember Jim J. Bullock, the laughable actor. But he decided that he was going to do some sort of AI-induced insanity, some sort of weird speech. What the heck was that?
Yeah, he interviewed an AI version of a teenager who was killed at the Parkland catastrophe. And it's easy to blame Acosta, but we all know he's a whore and will do anything to stay in the limelight. The people I blame are this young man's parents. His name is Joaquin Oliver. He was killed at Parkland in 2018. And his parents, who are, let's face it, they're just lunatic leftists who think that there is nothing beyond the pale when it comes to furthering their particular political agenda. They created this AI avatar, and it's disgusting. And well, my God, it's disgusting on so many levels. I don't even know where to begin. Jim Acosta's a whore. This poor young man's parents are whores, using his death not only as a tool to, as I said, to further their political beliefs and goals, but also to make it so grotesque. I just don't get it.
It's very what I guess the appropriate adjective you can call it is it's very very Islamic or Palestinian in its vibe, isn't
Yeah,
it?
I mean. Yeah, that's an interesting comparison. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to talk too much about Jim Acosta because he, as I said, he's a whore and a toad, and I hope he dies of ass cancer soon. Ooh, did I just say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yes. Say it softly.
Yeah.
Or in French.
Yeah. But the interesting news right now, I think, at least for me, is what's going on in Texas. With the Texas legislature, the legislature wants to change the borders of their congressional districts, which is their right under law. It's called gerrymandering because, of course, it becomes a political football. And the speaking of whores, the Democrats in the state legislature have run off to both Illinois and I believe New York. To hide and destroy the quorum so that for the time being, these changes in the legislative districts cannot be voted on. It's a stunt. They're gonna get what they want. Not the Democrats, rather the Republican-led legislature is going to get what they want, and the districts are going to change, and Texas is going to pick up or possibly five Republican seats in the House of Representatives. And even better than that is that the Democrats are going to lose them, which is just fucking fantastic to me.
Yes, and on top of that, I believe Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, issued arrest warrants, or they're moving to actually strip them of their seats, or I don't know the what, you know, their ability to even return to Congress. That's just, you know, as punishment for abrogating their oath and their duty. And I mean, I don't know what the actual criminal charge is, but good on them for doing that, and let 1,000 leftist heads explode, as these, to paraphrase a popular expression.
Yes, but it's also an excellent example of how the Democrat Party sees the legislative process. They don't respect the rules. They certainly don't respect the law, and they don't respect the idea in this case, the people of Texas elected them to support their political agendas, and that doesn't mean ending or stopping the political process. It means fighting in the legislature, and if you get what you want, great. And if you don't get what you want, keep fighting. But this is not fighting, this is running. And it's a sleazy little game, and I think that it's going to backfire on them. But that's a
I
very, very
agree.
good thing. We need more of this stuff, this over-the-top Democrat lunacy like this, advocating for child rapists to get full trials in America instead of being tossed out because they're also illegal aliens. I mean, I want the Democrat Party to support that kind of stuff. It's marvelous.
Exactly. And we've talked about this and written about this before, especially since the ascendancy of this really hideous creep, the combination Stalinist, communist, and Muslim terrorist Mamdani character in New York City, who in all likelihood will not only be the Democrat nominee, but will probably, sadly for my beloved hometown of New York, unfortunately, will become its next mayor. And what a nightmare that's going to be. I mean, but look, good and hard, my friends, if that's what you want, sadly. And also, the more that this guy and his lunatic policies are exposed, let the rest of the nation see it for what it is, and let the Democrat Party try to distance themselves from this guy and tear itself apart while trying to sort of get him elected on the one hand because he's a Democrat, but on the same token, try to distance himself, not because he's a lunatic and a psycho, but because the policies are repugnant to anybody that has any kind of moral backbone or brain. And that's really still, thank goodness, a good portion of most of America, if not New York City. So good.
New York City doesn't have a brain. I'm looking
No,
at
no.
a Harris poll from a month ago, and Mamdani's leading, and then there's another one done by a polling company I've never even heard of, so I won't even mention it. Mamdani is leading by even more, and supposedly a Fox News did a poll in the last couple of days that found that Mamdani is leading by a huge amount. So I think it's pretty clear that we have an Islamist who's going to be mayor of New York City. I think that he is very, very clever. He is hiding his Islamist tendencies and spouting, this standard socialist rhetoric, so that people are distracted from the fact that he hates he sees women as chattel. He sees Jews as subhuman. He sees Christians as subhuman, and he is actively seeking a caliphate in New York City. And
Well, there
it's
was an
pretty close to
article.
that anyway, so maybe he'll get
Yes.
what he
Well,
wants.
there was an article in today's in the morning report that I have, I believe from Front Page Mag, which does yeoman's work in exposing Islamism, by the way, for those who don't know, that Mamdani is actually moving ahead with plans when he becomes, sadly, mayor, to not prosecute any anti-Semitic hate crimes. I mean, literally, to like have the, to order the police and the New York City attorney's office to not prosecute any hate crimes against Jews, not to even it's this is you can't even make it up, and yet he'll sadly get a nice showing from the Jewish community, who will vote for him.
Yes,
Or
they
if they
will.
don't vote for him, at least they'll stay home and certainly not vote for Curtis
But
Sliwa.
let's not call them the Jewish community. The
Right.
modern Orthodox in New York will not vote for him.
Of
The
course, right.
Hasidim will vote for whoever's going to give them the most money.
Right.
But we what Sefton and I folks are talking about are the thoroughly assimilated Jews whose true religion is progressivism. Because God damn it, Grandma voted for FDR four times, and I'll be damned if I vote for anyone else who isn't a Democrat. I'm
Exactly. I
joking
mean,
about
my
that, but
God.
they are there's a core progressive Jewish presence in the United States, and absolutely in New York City, who doesn't give a shit about Jewish values, doesn't give a shit about Jewish issues. They give a shit about their progressive issues, and the extent of their Judaism is, every once in a while they'll have bagels and lox on Sunday, and although I doubt this, they go to shul on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. That I doubt.
No. No, they'll have a matzo ball soup and
They
shandrios
are
at
they're
the
pale reflections of cultural Jews, and that's it. These are the people who would be dropping the Zyklon B pellets to save their asses. I have tremendous contempt for that sort of Jew, and I hesitate to call them Jews. I have a friend who calls them Judenrats, which
Right.
I think is
Let's see.
fair, and they're certainly Jews in name only. Anyway,
Well, as I call them, the self-gassing crowd,
yes, that's
and
another a very good one. I
yeah,
forgot about that one.
they are self-gassers, and they are,
Yeah.
whatever. It's you would think, but whatever. Again, what can you do? This is what happens when you get edumacation in the public school systems, ladies and gentlemen, and you decide that you're going to believe all this crap about I don't know what you're going to believe, but and you just get poisoned. It's crazy. Somehow we turned out normal, and despite despite being exposed to however many years of public school education, look, I had my mother, may she rest in peace. She survived Mr. Schickel Gruber and company, and my father survived anti-Semitism. It was born here, but survived it, and my grandparents, lived through the pogroms in Eastern Europe and Ukraine, which is why I don't necessarily give a damn about what happens to Ukraine, but that's another story. So anyway, it's a sad, sad situation, my friends, but
Yeah,
sometimes we bring it upon ourselves.
Ukraine had an incredibly brutal and deadly pogrom in 1921, I think it was. So yeah, they were foreshadowing Hitler.
Plus,
They're
many
definitely
of them were
enthusiastic
Jews.
anti-Semites, but
And they joined in with the Einsatzgruppen in shooting
oh
the
yeah.
Jews into Babi Yar and elsewhere. I mean,
Yep.
look, that's, hate to say it, but look, and I feel bad for any truly innocent person who has to go through war and is not involved in anything and doesn't have a hateful bone in their body or is under a certain age and doesn't know what's going on. Sure, that's a tragedy. But over and above that, what can you do?
Yeah. Oi. What else is
Oh,
going
yes,
on?
right. So we have that. We have the Texas idiots fleeing. I think we touched upon this. We have this Democrat from Illinois. I believe her name is Delia Ramirez, who went down to Mexico with a bunch of other leftist Democrats from, of Latino heritage or whatever, to literally trash and bash the United States. And she declared herself, and get this, she is an elected official in Illinois somehow. And she declared her first allegiance not to be America, but to be Guatemala. So, isn't that interesting? Isn't that prosecutable, whoever? And shouldn't she be stripped of her citizenship and shipped back to
Absolutely.
Guatemala when she
Absolutely. And
can?
although I'm not so sure that she can be stripped of her citizenship, but stating that, quote, I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American, doesn't that violate her oath of office?
Yes, it does. I would. It
Yeah, I
does
mean,
because
that's
you
pretty clear.
would.
So, yeah, but that'll never happen.
Sadly, yes, and
Yeah. Well, speaking of treasonous scum, there's a Washington Post columnist named, oh shit, what's his name? Jonathan Capehart. I doubt I've ever read anything by him. Yeah, I'm sure he's a solid, reliable leftist.
He's
But
always
he.
on CNN, or used to be on CNN, or one of the propaganda.
Okay. Yeah, now I know who he is. Anyway, he is leaving at least their editorial, his editorial post, because he feels uncomfortable with Jeff Bezos's exhortations that we that the Washington Post should actually support personal liberties and free markets. Apparently, that makes Mr. Capehart so uncomfortable that he's going to leave. He also said that he feels uncomfortable about being a patriot. I don't know what to say. Maybe you should just leave the United States, go back to where your ancestors were from, somewhere in West Africa. I'm sure those are lovely, lovely places to live nowadays. Other than that, I don't have a thing. Fuck this guy. You don't want to be a patriot? Fine, no problem. Leave.
You'd think people would have brains to, I guess, well, they don't, whatever. He feels protected enough to say crap like that. But you know something? Whatever my political, beliefs may be, at least I know in certain situations, I know to tone myself down. Number one, I don't want to bore anybody or, whatever with what my beliefs may or may not be. And who knows who I'm sitting with or dining with or whatever. Hey, look, I expect the same from you. I don't want to hear what your crackpot theories may be, and your crackpot theories may even align with my theories. But even still, there's an appropriate place for everything. But you would think someone who is in a position like this would just keep it to themselves. But of course not, because he feels that he's protected and he can say and spout off whatever the hell he wants because he knows that, yes, the Washington Post is basically an anti-American propaganda organ of the anti-American left and globalist movement. And so he's free to say whatever he wants. So you're right. Let him get the hell out of here and go back to whatever. He can go with Delia Ramirez, go to Guatemala. It's a wonderful place, I hear. Unbelievable. Or believable, I should say. The fourth estate is the fifth column, my friends. CBD, are you with me? I think we may have lost CBD.
No, you didn't lose CBD. CBD coughed and hit his mute button. I forgot to unmute. Anyway, what I was going to say is that that maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but it seems like there's a frustrated tone in America with these kinds of pronouncements. He isn't being cheered and lauded. And when we talked about that Acosta interview with the AI ghoul. He isn't being cheered and lauded. He's being mocked, and that's important. I think that America is finally waking up. And again, I don't know that I'm correct. I hope that I am correct, but I think that we are waking up, and we're less tolerant of that, that nasty leftist undertone that seems to ex that seems to seep out of everything these people do. So, anyway.
You may be right. I think there was, I forgot where. I know I saw an article somewhere about, I don't know which execrable leftist it was. It could have been Whoopi, it could have been Bette Midler or somebody that was on one of the shows and they spouted off something and they were they were debating someone and they got roundly booed, which good for that audience for booing them because they were going off either on Trump or somebody or maybe Elon Musk. I mean, who knows? And they got razzed, but good. So good for
Good.
whoever.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So speaking of leftists, I just noticed, I don't know if this is breaking news, but Donald Trump raised the tariffs on India to 50% because he asked the Indians to stop buying Russian oil, which obviously is those purchases fund the Ukraine war. And India said no. And so Donald Trump is raising tariffs. He's doubling their tariffs from 25 to 50%. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think that is an excellent use of the tariff. It's a geopolitical tool, obviously, as well as an economic tool with a domestic economic tool. And I think that India will notice because they, my guess, I'm guessing, but I'm sure I'm correct, that they export to the United States a hell of a lot more than we export to India. So should be interesting. Now, this
And
flies in the face of the axiom that Donald Trump is a stooge of Putin. So I'm not sure what's going on here. I don't get it. How is he working against the interests of Russia and Vladimir Putin. I thought that wasn't supposed to happen.
Exactly. And and on that note, I was actually going to think, I mean, yeah, of course Donald Trump is not going to get praised from, I mean, the usual left wing and other quarters who are itching for America and whoever to get involved in a war with Ukraine against Putin. Of course they won't laud this move, even though they should laud it, but of course they're hypocrites. But that's a whole other story. And speaking of Russian collusion, it brings us to the other topic. A lot of the Steele dossier and the players in attempting to pimp that to destroy Donald Trump's candidacy in 2015 and then ultimately his both his presidencies as a stooge of Putin, that's finally Pam Bondi, thank you, and whomever is being brought to the fore, and some of the players are actually being subpoenaed. Thank God for that. I mean, we'll see. Do I have any hope that someone like a Hillary Clinton or a Barack Obama or a John Brennan is going to be convicted of high crimes and treason? Of course not. Or will they even be prosecuted for it? I strongly doubt that as well, but at least it's in the public consciousness
That's a
and it got
vital,
there.
vital point. You're absolutely 100% correct. What is more important, I mean, I use Obama as the ultimate point. What is much more important than Barack Obama, going to jail? He'll never go to jail. He'll never see the inside of a court. But what is vital is that his legacy is tarnished and that he is knocked off that disgusting racist pedestal that so many people on the left have put him on. I want in 50 years to for grade school students to say, Barack Obama, oh, he was a senator. No, he was the president. He was the president. I remember now. The idea that people like Obama and Clinton are important is ridiculous. What they have done is damaged America. They have not helped America. And that's why I think
Absolutely.
Donald Trump is going to be seen by history, not in the next 25 years, but eventually he will be seen as a fine, fine president.
Absolutely. And this whole mythology of Russian collusion and all this other garbage, I'm so happy that it ultimately it will be erased and it will the record will be expunged. Obviously, they say history is written by the winners, so hopefully it's our side that become the winners and get to write the history and correctly as such. And as I used to say, may the last thing when Barack Obama shakes off this mortal coil, may the last thing that rings in his ears and he sees are the voices of little school children mocking his name and laughing at him as he is dragged off to meet his creator and meet his final judgment. But who knows when that'll be. And but yes, this is important that this be corrected. And also, you're right, CBD. He has done such damage in literally. He was supposed to be this great unifier. He literally was a prime mover in cleaving this country and tearing at it over the last, and destroying the healing that has happened since, obviously the end of Jim Crow and since the civil rights movement, and so destructive. And that alone is just one of his shining horrendous legacy that he will leave, and hopefully we can overcome that, so to speak.
I certainly hope so. But yeah, actually, you know something? I'm gonna back up. I want at least one person to go to jail. I want James Comey to go to jail. He is such a smug piece of shit. I cannot stand him. I cannot stand seeing his face on in news reports. I cannot stand hearing his name spoken or reading his name. He irritates me so much.
Dear Lord, well, between him and Strzok and Lisa Page, Gumsy as I called her,
Yeah, and
and
who was the FBI guy?
Brennan Clapper,
No, not
the FBI. Comey was FBI.
Yeah,
Oh,
Comey
but
was
then,
FBI. Who was the other one?
oh shoot, who there was? God, it's a rogues gallery of the
Yeah,
corrupt.
he was the one
What?
who blew off Congress and took a private plane or took a government plane to vacation. What was his name?
Oh dang, I forget.
You know who I'm talking about, though. Yeah, I'd like to
Yes,
see him in jail also.
all of them, because
Yeah.
they subverted, they used the intelligence community to literally attempt to overthrow an election and to subvert the government. It's if that ain't treason, I don't know what is, my friends. And we
I
know what the
agree.
penalty is for that.
Unbelievable. Anyway, so what else is going on? Anything? Anything fun?
Other than that, anything fun going on? Nothing really. Nothing. There's nothing really fun. There's no fun anymore. My goodness, we're no fun anymore. Not really. I mean, I think we have our state fair coming up. I'm not
Oh,
sure
that
that
sounds
that's
like
what's
fun.
coming.
I've been to a couple of state fairs and they really are amusing. I like county fairs because they're not quite as big.
Yes.
I used to go to the Sonoma County Fair every once in a while, and that was a hoot. I really enjoyed that.
Other than that, we were going to touch upon Israel and Gaza, and that's not
Yeah.
necessarily fun,
No, it's not
but
fun. I've been thinking a lot about what's going on, and I dislike Israel's strategy in Gaza. I think they did fine against Iran, obviously, and they did very well against Hezbollah in the north and Lebanon. I think that they are there's not, a quagmire. That's sort of
right.
silly to say, but they're in a stalemate. They're picking off the occasional Hamas leader, but they're not. There's nothing big going on. So I think that Israel has two choices rather. The first one is to go in hard, really hard on several fronts, change the rules of engagement, so none of this try to capture people and lose soldiers in the process, and
That's
take over
ridiculous.
all of Gaza. Do it in a couple of days. That
There is,
way
yeah, there was, yeah.
the propaganda apparatus will it will take too long for it to wind up and create enough pressure, enough world pressure to make them stop. And that
On the propaganda note, by the way, there are reports finally that all this bullshit about Israel start using food as a weapon and starving poor Gazans is exploding in their faces, thank goodness. So
but
that's
the left will
positive.
always believe it. That's the
Of
thing.
course. Well, there it is, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the and then with that hard and fast military action, they just have to hope they can get as many hostages as they can
Yeah.
alive out. And then the second thing is simply surround Gaza and flood it with food. No
Yeah.
more military action, just surround it and flood it with food. And that way, if they send thousands of tons of food in per day, eventually Hamas won't be able to sell food because there's too much of it there. I don't
Completely, yeah.
know. That's
I had heard reports, it was either the Washington Free Beacon or our friends at Legal Insurrection, that supposedly Netanyahu is now talking about literally reoccupying Gaza.
Yeah, I've
Um,
seen
so
that.
there is
And that's
that.
what I'm talking about. But why talk about it? Why should he
Like, just
talk about
do
it? Just
it.
do it.
Exactly.
Too much talk.
Right. As far as food, as far as food as a weapon, we should do what they advised us for school shootings and hurl can just hurl canned goods at the jihadists. Yes, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe they should take a page from the U.S. Armed Forces doctrine in World War II. Of course, before they dropped the atomic bombs, they flooded Japan with food just so that the Japanese people could avoid starvation. Everybody knows that, right? That's how wars are fought.
Yeah, exactly. And
Isn't
by
that
the
what
way, on
happened?
that note, I neglected just to wish everybody a happy Hiroshima Day. It
Yeah.
is 80 years ago today, as we record, that the first one was dropped, and then 3 days later, Nagasaki, and then ultimately, my father did not have to be shoved into a B-29 and risk getting shot down, which likely could have happened, and
So
came home alive.
I commented on your morning report this morning that the twin bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki were the greatest single humanitarian event in the history of man. And it
Can
sounds a
you do
little
the math?
odd to say, but it saved probably 10 million Japanese and, half a million American deaths and another million wounded. And 10 million Japanese, I don't know, maybe you've been more than that. Who the hell knows? My personal opinion is that the American armed forces were good enough by August of 1945 that they could have taken the Japanese islands with not minimal casualties. They would have lost many, many, many thousands of men. But I think they would have done better than anybody thought.
Yes, but looking back on, and I
Oh,
lost an
oh yeah,
uncle.
that's I'm thrilled, thrilled, thrilled that they dropped those bombs because it saved, as I said, saved millions of lives. Anyway, sorry about that. Go ahead.
As I say, I mean, I lost a poor uncle who did not come back alive from Saipan, and then got, if you look at what happened on places like Peleliu and Iwo Jima and Okinawa, I mean, what a slaughter that was for the Marines and the Army. I mean, and we're talking about invading now the actual home islands. I mean, yikes, that would have been. And I'm sure, who knows, for poli all of a sudden, with the war ending in Europe, all of a sudden those poor GIs who got the hell kicked out of them, and going from France all the way into Germany, they would have been loaded up on troop transports and sent off to Japan, and I'm sure they would not have been very happy about that.
No.
So anyway, you're
Yeah, I
right,
had
CB.
I was
It
actually pretty
saved
lucky.
millions of lives.
Pardon?
It saved millions of lives
Yeah.
that otherwise needlessly would have been lost.
Yeah. All right. I think we're done for today. Folks, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for reading Sefton's stuff and my stuff over at Cutchip Newsletter and at Ace of Spades, where we both write. Thanks for hitting the tip jar and just, thanks for mixing it up with us. It is much, much appreciated. Sefton, take it away.
Indeed. CBD, my friend. God bless. Stay well where you are in Paris, wherever your travels may land you. I hope you find a good butcher, and get some nice French cuts for your cassoulet or whatever it is you're planning on whipping up. And other than that, my friends who are our listeners and our readers and our supporters on the tip jar, oh my God, I can't even. I'm for once in my life, I am literally at a loss for words and being able to thank you for your love and support. So we thank you, and we will see you again next week on the next one. Until then, we will till we podcastulate and podcastulize. You have been listening to the Cut Jib Newsletter Speaks Network around the world, across the nation, and up your street. God bless you, Alice.
Thanks for listening, folks.